Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Trinity. In clergy circles, this is sometimes referred to as Holy Heresy Sunday. The reason being is that in spite of our best laid efforts, what you end up hearing from the pulpit is in one shape or form heresy. In a myriad of attempts at describing the Holy Trinity, the preacher will find themselves guilty of one or more of the following: modalism, partialism, or subordinationism. To sum up these heresies in due order without boring you to death, modalism is the misunderstanding that the persons of the Trinity represent only three modes or aspects of the divine revelation, not distinct and coexisting persons in the divine nature. Partialism misunderstands that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit together are just components of the one God. This then promotes the belief that each of the persons of the Trinity is only part God, only becoming fully God when they all come together. And subordinationism, which in one way or another makes one of the three persons of the Trinity less than the others, thus destroying the equality of the three in one, the one in three. Confession time. I have been guilty of all three of these unintentionally at some point or another in my time as pastor, and looking back, probably even more so as a youth minister in the church. We can't all be St. Augustine or St. Gregory or Karl Barth or Robert Jensen. But on this Feast of the Trinity, I am less concerned with how God can be three in one and one in three, and more interested in what is accomplished, what is made possible, what new reality exists because of this triune God of ours. For I've come to the realization that to explore the nature of God's selfhood is to come to the end of what human language can fully illuminate. We come to an understanding that we cannot hold the singularity, the otherness, the strangeness of this God. All we can do is seek the truth with our whole hearts and be held by the truth that is revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, reveals to us a crucial nature of the Trinity. He points to the communal nature of God, more specifically, how because we have peace with God through Jesus Christ, the love of God and our love for God is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. St. Paul, in this way, also appears to be more concerned about what God does as the Trinity, more so than dealing with how God is triune. Paul's concern about how now one can still boast in the Lord, even amidst the suffering in this world, boasting of the promise of God's victory, that we share in the glory of God. All this made possible by the Holy Trinity through God's outpouring of love for us, which is made evident through the gift of the Spirit. For what is the Trinity at its core but an expression of a deep, unfaltering, and life-giving love between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit? This relationship between the persons of the Godhead is not one of domination, jealousy, or manipulation. It is one of unselfish, universal, and sacrificial love. The triune God's very being is grounded in love. Better yet, it is the very source of love itself. As Pope Francis famously claimed, the church does not exist to condemn people, but to bring about an encounter with the visceral love of God's mercy. This encounter is accomplished through the Holy Spirit's guidance and invitation into the communal fellowship of the Holy Trinity. How we are invited into the life of the three in one, the one in three, and then extend that relationship to others through our participation in the life of discipleship. A discipleship that is sustained and experienced through and in community. The communal aspect of God is extremely important in our life of faith, for it is integral to the life of the Trinity. If we take a look at the oneness of the three, we will see that God is communal. As we know from the very beginning of humanity's existence, God has desired to be in relationship with us. God desires community for us and with us. It is clear that God sees community as a good thing for us. This is evident in the life of Jesus, drawing others, especially those who are cast to the fringes of society, whether by illness, demon possession, or societal status. And Jesus draws them back together into the flow of a shared communal life. It might even benefit us to take it a step farther and to declare that God doesn't only think that community is good and draws people into community, but that God is community. That the Trinity itself is relationship, intimacy, connection, and communion. This can be seen in God's call for us to be in relationship, in communion with one another and with God. And to see and understand the great lengths to which God has gone to ensure that this is a universal reality by drawing all things unto God's self through Jesus Christ on the cross. It is through this understanding, made most tangible in the waters of baptism, that the bread and wine experienced at the table, that we can share and experience God's fullness in relationship. For the triune God is relationship. It is in and through this relationship of the Trinity that we hear and experience the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that the Spirit guides us in the way of truth, which is the way of Jesus, the way of his teachings, the way of his self-sacrificial love, the way of his radical inclusion. In this relationship of the Trinity, our lives are a shared communal existence as the body of Christ, which dwells in and is sustained by love itself, which is the very essence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is in this relationship, with the relationship that is the Trinity, that we are empowered and enabled to share with the world an encounter with the visceral love of God's mercy. My friends, the Holy Trinity is about relationship and indwelling. It is about collaboration and the communion of and with God. The Trinity is about the mutuality of God within the one in three, about our invitation into the three in one through Jesus in the power of the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit. It is about our mutuality with one another. guiding, speaking, and declaring to one another the glory of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Frankly put, the Trinity is our way of life made possible by God. Thanks be to God. Amen.